not to save this, should be utilized the faculty of non-violence. There is a prison house, and no kindness should be shown, liberality should be sent to keep the prison house intact. The whole prison house may be demolished. No harm to the soul. The truth is of such nature. Truth real is of such nature. What is hinsa? What is ahimsa? Apparently what is hinsa, that may be apparently what is ahimsa, non-violent, if correctly analyzed, that may be found to be violence. Apparent non-violence may be detected as violence from a better searching attempt. But was we must feed on this illusory aspect. This is not search after truth. This is not real search after truth. The real search after truth will be independent of this material importance. That is independent, that comes from the other side. The painter, when he came in, was the Second Great War, the French general was some 18 or someone, gentleman. And he came in contact with Hitler and had a truce to save his country, and he did so by surrendering to Hitler's Germany. France was externally saved, but when de Gaulle came back from England, he tried that Petain, that general, previous general, who really saved France from the attack. And the general was given capital punishment. He wanted to save physical France at the cost of the honor of the real France. Perhaps that was his point. The physical non-violence, that's what dishonored and condemned. Hare Krishna. Hare Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur.
When Vasudeva Datta was talking to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the deliverance of the whole universe, of all the living entities within it, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you know, that all of them already were liberated. My question is, at that time, all the living entities, after dying, they were, after leaving his body, were liberated, or This is a continuous process, and
we,
still
we
they
conceive
are
that they are all, you know, suppose in the ocean, if we take a pot of water, how many seconds it takes to fill up the gap?
Nothing. Immediately.
Immediately, we cannot trace it in the time. It is in the infinite. A Brahmanda is like that, a drop. It may be taken out, but immediately, no time, it will be sent to the left. So no, it is not unreasonable. If we have got theistic conception in a right way, then it is like that.
And
Brahmanda, a whole Brahmanda is a point in the infinite. A point removed immediately, it was filled up. So many Brahmanda. And in the Viraja, so many Brahmandas are floating like a seed, a small seed. A huge Brahmanda is relatively like a small seed, a mustard seed, and floating an innumerable number in the ocean of Viraja, as it is. So it is difficult for us to think that how much time it took to remove the whole Brahmanda and all these things. But in the infinite characteristic, it is no exertion at all. There is nothing of the kind. Ordinary time, we cannot find any concentration of much wealth, money, etc. in a particular place. But the time of war, we find when that great exertion of the nations, immediately a forest is removed and a camp is established in 24 hours. Such huge, we cannot think how it is possible. But great power. There was of that time. Question of the amount of energy and the intelligence. Not wanting there. What is wrong that to us, that is negligent movement there. The only within and automatically done.
What is the criterion for cultivating the internal? What is the criterion for cultivating the internal spiritual growth as opposed to external activity or service, also in Krishna consciousness.
Increased favorable tendency, the progress may be traced. A man is known by his company, the test that is the criterion whether he is hankering for the association of the good or bad environment. His taste, his eagerness to associate, known by his company. Whichever way his taste is working, progressing, that is to be looked out. What does he love? That is the sadhu sangha. More and more affinity towards the sadhu and shastra of that order. That is the environment. Increasing taste, progressively increasing taste for a particular thing, that will prove our other progress or whether we are making progress or deteriorating.
And can that...
Going in the front or backing, that can be known by the measurement of the environment, external environment. And going towards the theistic conception or coming back from that sort of deep conception to more gross importance is being increased to me for which side? Bhakti parishan bhavu virakti annatra. With the progress towards the spiritual side, my disgust about the material things will increase, and I have some conception, clear conception about the spiritual truth towards which I am making advance. And my affinity, my speed also will have some acceleration in my progress. They will show whether I am making progress or I am stand still, I am going back. Bhakti parishan bhavu viyuktyannapa taisha pijeva. An internal satisfaction will also stand guaranteed. I shall be my own witness from within, whether I am gaining or I am losing. My own understanding will stand guaranteed. Parishanu bhavu. Nizal.
Is it possible that sometimes we can gain a closer concept of the Absolute by serving, manipulating the external nature rather than doing bhajan, doing personal bhajan?
No. Bhajan, and the activity may be more than bhajan, and the bhajan may be illusion. What do you think? So, that is not the thing by which to be judged. Only the surrendering, I am asked my Guru Maharaj to go some activity. I thought I am engaged in bhajan, but my superior sadhu is asking me to go to some other duty. Apparently, I may be may feel little disturbed. But in that case, own bhajan should not be entrusted much. If I know fully well that who has ordered me, he holds superior position to me, then own bhajan should be stopped, and to carry out the order of the superior person, that should be accepted. Because that will fetch something of higher order, of higher plane to me. This is more or less in ascending method, and that is in descending way coming. So higher it is coming, which will fetch more subtle and higher value for me. I may earn silver, but that may come in gold. Command of a Vaishnava will be more, it will fetch more. Then I shall do myself. That should be considered. But if the Vaishnava who is ordering me, he is of superior type, if I can understand them.
You once explained to me, I was asking you about writing. I was telling you that sometimes the realizations and how to express myself writing was very easy up to a point, and then became very, very difficult. So I asked you, should I continue or should I go to something else? It seems that the inspiration or the incentive to write was disappearing.
I can't follow what you say.
I was explaining that while writing Bhaktivedanta Institute literature.
You were writing an article.
Yes,
at that time.
And I was feeling very much inspired to write, as if I was getting some inspiration and motivation from another source.
A spontaneous flow, you feel that is coming. Mm. At that time, some gentlemen wanted you to do what you are to do.
Yes.
That will depend in what regard you understand the man who is obeying, who is ordering you. If you have much reverence for him, you may at least mild protest that I a little after I am coming, will there be any harm? If he says no, you must come now. You keep it now and go away. You may could request him that only stop for a few minutes or an hour. I'm engaged in some deep duty. But still if he argues, no, you did it come. And if you had higher respect for him, you did it and go. But if you have any question about his superiority, that would be another thing. But if you are sure that he is of higher status, then you will give up your own engagement, your own realization, and you go to obey his order. When one is engaged in worshipping his deity, own deity in the temple, at that time some sadhu has come. Sadhu has come outside and he knows it, that he has come. He will leave his engagement in the worship of the deity he owes and he will welcome. Yes. So his kashi to the sadhu, then he will come again. Yeah. Yes. If he does not do, he commits offense.
Was this
in the case of Gajaraja, the king Pandya in the southern India, he was engaged in worshipping his own deity. And at that time, Agastya Rishi, he came and his officers tried to inform him. He also could understand, but he posed as he did not hear. And after finishing his worship, he came out. But because he consciously took the pose of a stabdha, happy matan, that as if he can't hear, that sort of posing. That his consciousness was drawn to be of a gross character, more gross. Mm? So, the next bath he had to take that of an elephant, Gajaraj. And when he was in a battle with a big kachapa, means tortoise or so,
Crocodile, but
he was a devotee. He has devotion of Krishna within heart. He cried for help from Krishna, and Krishna went and cut the crocodile and saved his servant, previous servant, in the form of elephant. But he is told that he had to take the bath of an elephant because he posed himself that he is not hearing, some sort of the mentality of an elephant he took. So one should leave his own engagement and go to do his needful service for this other of superior.
This was also the circumstance with Maharaj Parikshit?
Parikshit's case is something else. He was Singhi. That man was not a devotee, that's Singhi. No. Parikshit was a better class of devotee. But the king, the duty of a king, that sort of formality, that was the cause. For Keith, at heart he was right. He thought that if I go back without the water, that man will be responsible for not doing his duty towards the guest. And as a result of that, his hard-earned tapasya, the fruit of his penance, will be taken away by me. And instead of doing that, I may assert as a king, and for this wrong behavior, I am punishing him. Let me punish him, but because he failed to discharge his proper duty as an Ashramite. So he put the, he saw
a snake
dead, and he put it with the end of his bow on the neck. But sincerely he did it at his best knowledge, that he need not take away the result of the penances which he is so painfully earning. So as a king he gets a sort of punishment. That was misunderstood by his son, who had some power of penances, though boy, previously earned in his previous life, and he cursed him. He accepted that. And that was the cause of the great Bhagavatam. A kid is not to be condemned in any way. But here, the Pandu king, he is really to be condemned. But Parikshit is a leela. That is nirgun. That is mere show. But here, in the case of Pandu, it is not a show. It was really a fact.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a similar story about Miniketana Ramdas in that Pujari. When Pujari was worshipping the deity, and Miniketana Ramdas, because he did not show respect, he said, here's the second Ramaharshana Sutta.
What's the difficulty?
I was just wondering, maybe you could elaborate on that. Maybe you could elaborate on that also.
What's the question?
I was just thinking, this is another illustration.
Another example.
Yes, it is like this. Vinaketan Ramdas, he was a devotee of Nityananda Prabhu. And sometimes he felt within himself the presence of Nityananda to such a degree that he forgot himself and showed many feats of devotional sentiments. Vinaketananda Ramdas was of that type, and when in the house of Kaviraj Goswami, there was a function, and there, one Brahmin, Pujari, the worshipper, named Gunad Nava Mishra, a Brahmin Pujari, he engaged himself in the worship of the family deity. And when Miniketananda Ramdas, the intimate devotee of Nityananda, was present there, and so many persons knew him that he was a devotee of high order, and came to show their respect to Miniketananda Ramdas. But the pujari did not care. He thought, I am already engaged in the deity worship, and he did not think that he should give up his engagement and again come to worship him, to show his respect to that devotee. That Ramdas, he was dissatisfied with his with his attitude. he thought that those that are showing respect to him, that is really not to him but to his master Nityananda. Nityananda. And in Naimisharanya also, when Lomaharshan Sutta, he was engaged in chanting Bhagavatam. Baladev presented. Baladev means Nityananda. Nityananda Baladev. Baladev was present there, and he did not leave his reading of Bhagavatam, and did not come also to show any respect of Baladev. So he was punished by Baladev. That you are reading Bhagavatam, but you don't know that the very purpose, this object of Bhagavatam is present at your front, and you don't know to respect him. Bhagavatam is full of the greatness, nobleness of Krishna and Balaram. And you are reading that, and I am nearest to Krishna, you don't come to respect me, that is not to show respect to Krishna. In fact, only theoretical, only intellectualism you are continuing. What is intellectual, and you have no idea about the very fact, very purpose of Bhagavatam. So this sort of sham explanation and reading of the scriptures, that cannot be encouraged, that should be punished. In this way he was punished. And here also similar thing. And that Ramdas Nimketan, he cited that. That is the second Ramaharshan engaged in the formal things, but there is more material, substantial, ignoring that. Nityananda, my Lord of my heart, he has, by dishonoring me, he is really dishonoring Nityananda, my Lord. So he should be punished. That was his idea. And then the brother of Krishnadas Kavidas, he was there. He had some faith in Mahaprabhu because of his extraordinary scholarship perhaps, but not no faith in Nityananda Prabhu, who was so closely connected with Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. So he perhaps took the side of that Brahmin. Why this Ramdas has been excited and saying against that gentleman who is engaged in the pious worshipping of the deity, he is wrong. But Kavidas Goswami could not tolerate that. He gave a stricture to his own brother. What do you say? That is not correct. Chaitanya Nityananda, they are not separate things. You have some respect for Sri Chaitanya Dev, but not for Nityananda. That is Ardha Kukku Chinnaya. One of you give recognition, another half you don't like to take into account, disregard. Or this is hypocritical. Other way, that you are really an atheist. You have no respect for Sri Chaitanya Dev also. That is only a show. So in this way, the Krishnadas Kaviraj reason for Nityananda Damdas. That is what Nityananda was ordered. Then this sort of formal worship of the Brahmin. Then the early morning, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has a dream that Nityananda with his paraphernalia has appeared very vehemently, very clearly before him and say, "Oh, you Krishnadas, I am very much pleased by your attitude, with your attitude, and you come. I want to admit, to give you admission in Vrindavan Leela. Hari Hari Krishna Das na kariya bhai, Vrindavan aishadaha sarpa lobbha hai. You will be crowned by the highest success, highest type of success." Then I rose. What sort of dream so clear I saw. Nityananda, who ordered me, appeared to me in such a vivid expression, and he clearly ordered me to go to Vrindavan. I must not lose this chance, he thought in his mind, and began to make arrangement for leaving to Vrindavan. And he did so. And he said, "I am so mean. Purishi ki thaiti muisha logishta. I am the meanest than creature than a worm in the stool. Purishi ki thaiti muisha. Jagai madhai thaiti muisha. More and more sinner than that standard sinner, notorious jagai madhai. More naam jai. More naam jai shune tar punnakhoi. Whoever takes my name, his merits diminishes. As more naam jai who takes my name, whoever hears my name, his merit diminishes. As who takes my name, he commits sin. Such a nasty type of man I am." And Nityananda Prabhu's grace took me to Vrindavan and gave me as my master, Prabhu Raghunath Roop Sanatan, and this Madan Mohan Govinda Gopinath, and what not. I am an ocean of successful happiness, ecstasy. It is a shameful thing to speak so highly of one's own self, but I cannot avoid it because I can't forget what sort of grace of Nityananda Prabhu. It is only citing my example that I stand witness to the grace of Nityananda, a man of such lowest type has been reached so high to that way have got the association of such great men like Rupa Sanatana and Raghunath and these things. So many teachings, so many siddhanta, and what not. I have got so many things. I can't deny that Nityananda Prabhu's grace and how it is effective. Srimatva Nityananda Kripa Avatar Uttam Adham Kishu Nakarim Vichar. Oh, you people, I cry, I loudly speak it out to you that there is that causeless mercy, there is a store of department of causeless mercy. Nityananda Prabhu is the master of that storehouse. And independent of my qualification, he has given it to me. So I am here chanting the glory, the great glory of that great Guru Nityananda, the great mercy, ocean of mercy. the causeless mercy. He's mad in his duty of distribution, the divine love. And whoever is coming in front, he's giving it to him without any consideration of his eligibility or non-eligibility. Such greed, such is the most magnanimous nature of Nityananda, only to give out that to you public for your future benefit. I am sacrificing me, my shame to your, shamefully I am presenting my, citing my example before you. That is it. Vatsana Kuhiraj Goswami. And most similar case as you have told it. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. What's the time? 22:10.